This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Hour number two. Let's not jump ahead of ourselves. Come on. Goodness gracious. I still got 2 hours to go, not one. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. If I get the, and you know, no matter how, what number I call it, we'll be here till we finish. How about that? I get real tired of being lectured, especially by people that I know have no clue as to what is reality in the world today. To me, Kimmel, for example, sounds like a German word that might mean ignorant. His anti-gun tirades he's been on recently demonstrate to me how embarrassingly little he knows about modern self-defense principles, or the U.S. Constitution, or American history, or politics, and just about every other subject he broached while obviously impaired by emotion. And the outbursts also showed how hateful he is capable of being. And he does all of his elitist preaching during the kind of show most people seek as refuge from all the terrible news the world has to offer. And it's not as if there aren't more than enough radical leftists who have their own TV slots and who actually get paid to lie to people in order to influence policy. Think Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow, Joe Scarborough, Ali Velshi, Lawrence O'Donnell, and Chris Cuomo. They all do outstanding jobs distorting reality in every way imaginable. Their audience go to them. Audiences go to them for the propaganda. It's hard for me to fathom how someone could care so little about being honest. And it's always my belief that my words and my actions are really the only things in life I could always control. They were the things that I wanted to be judged by at all times. When I get something wrong here, first of all, I'm horrified. Then I start counting the hours until I can get on here and make that correction. I want to make that correction. This also sort of motivates me when I'm getting ready to do this, to do a little studying, you know, do a little, you know, a little researching, try to be as well educated as possible. The only thing that I'm going to get that do, the only thing I'm hoping to do, let me rephrase that. The only thing I'm hoping to do is that maybe our opinions differ, but I'm trying to present fact. Fact. My definition of truth is an actual state of things based upon fact. Like the law of gravity keeps me pressed firmly to the earth. That's a fact. That's a truth. Now, in the case of Kimmel, I would like to believe he's just not that smart and that he spent much more time reading cue cards than history or good science. Recently, Ben Shapiro, who does his homework and does research and does study, he did a very good job detailing all the emotional misinformation that Kimmel provided to his audience the day after the massacre in Las Vegas. It's on YouTube. You can go find it. Go watch it. It might be so easy to go through life literally not caring whether anything you say has any basis in reality. Maybe it's all about the life of a Hollywood millionaire. I don't want to step on young Ben Shapiro's toes here, but I want to touch on a couple of the more egregious examples in a little more detail. Jimmy states as fact that semi-automatic firearms are not used for self-defense and suggests they should be banned. I hear this every 5 minutes in my job. I know that every gun owner reading or hearing or seeing this, which we see in every facet of media, You guys spend your day after these things happening just shaking your head. But let's get to specifics in case Kimmel is actually studying for a change. Right now, there's over 16 million of us who walk around with concealed carry permits. Then there's millions more who are able to carry concealed handguns in states that don't require permits for such wholesome activity at all. So it's safe to assume no less than 90% of those people carry semi-automatic handguns. Of the hundreds of thousands of firearms that are used every year to stop criminals in the tracks, the vast majority without firing a shot, it is likely that most of these are semi-autos. And Jimmy is too busy reading the cue cards written by others to be curious enough to ask questions. But let's assume this is not the case for a moment. If you call the top 20 self-defense firearms instructors in the country and ask them what they use for their daily home defense gun, I would bet, from my own experience, asking many of these individuals the same question, most of them would disclose it's a semi-automatic rifle. And we're talking about something along the lines of the AR-15, that old Jimmy claims should be banned because it has no legitimate use. Experts, you know, John Farnham, Travis Haley, Chris Costa, Aaron Cowan, Trek, Steve Fisher, Tatiana Whitlock, they would all adamantly disagree with these blowhards. But Kimmel's not done. He wants to continue to publicly air his ignorance and emotion. He claimed the Founding Fathers could never have intended for the Second Amendment to protect the modern scary rifles of today, the so-called assault weapons. According to his thinking, they could not have imagined that technology and innovation over time might make firearms more efficient, even though Ben Franklin was one of them. Even though Thomas Jefferson gave Lewis and Clark a 20-round rifle. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Shapiro, in his analysis, succinctly points out that the 250-year-old muskets that Kimmel believes the founders did mean to protect were the assault weapons of their day. In their day, they were the killing machines. Just ask the Redcoats. They'll tell you. Civilians in America own the same firepower available to the professional military forces of the mighty British Empire. And it seems that most people these days accept that the right of the people to keep and bear arms actually means what it says and recognizes an individual right of each American, also known as those of us who make up the people. Even Obama sees it that way, whether he likes it or not. And these brilliant freedom-loving patriots who adopted the Bill of Rights wanted to ensure that people could forever repel. Then Kimmel's claim that James Madison must have wanted civilian firearms technology to remain frozen in time is nothing short of nonsensical. To believe that take on the matter is to believe Madison wanted to curse the people he loved so much to a permanent technological disadvantage against the potentially tyrannical government elements he dreaded so much. And no matter how unpopular it is to say, it is crystal clear the founders intended for us to have the capability to fight on an even playing field with the military. Our military, if there was one to face. The government. If you think talk about gun rights is barbaric and, you know, an antique of the past. There's an amendment and repeal process the founders were bright enough to offer to you. It's Article 5. The citizens of today's Venezuela would tell you that you're making a big mistake to do it, though. Kimmel's misunderstanding of how the Constitution works and was intended to work is not limited to the provision guaranteeing us all the right to arms. But that's the way of emotion. That's the problem with emotion. Getting out there, letting emotion rule your decision-making process is bad. What happened in Las Vegas was evil. Listening to Kimmel blame the NRA and me and you and everything, that's just stupid. That's stupidity. And I can't forgive him for that. I can't forgive all of those that are doing it today for that. The rich elites in Hollywood give lip service to tolerance and understanding. And yet, every time something happens that they don't like, they show how intolerant and how lacking in understanding that they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish it was. goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's not put that there, shall we? Let's put it right there. There we go. I love the way things work. Hey, listen. There's not going to be any regulatory solution to the bump stocks because ATF is saying they're not going to issue any new bump stock regulations. They've signaled to Congress that they would prefer new legislation instead of a new regulation to impose restrictions on bump stocks. And that could end up being a major hurdle to any federal action on the firearms accessory, because ATF can only find that to be a bad piece if it actually turns the weapon into an automatic weapon, which it does not. What happened, this is basically passing the buck. But this means that the left is now going to have to demonstrate, and these 10 Republicans who stuck their necks way out there, in addition to some other parts of their body, they're going to have to show and argue that their rules and everything they want, their new laws they're trying to push to ban these, they're going to have to show how this exceeds the expectations and the guidelines and regulations as espoused by the ATF. For the first time ever, 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 the ATF comes out as a good guy. Now, one of the things about the lack of information that we have currently is that we're told that 12 of the guns that this guy had, oh, the 23 he had in the room, had bump stocks on them. I sure would like to see that those pictures of those, please, could, if I could, because we're proposing new laws based upon your very bad information you're giving out. This is an accessory that takes a semi-automatic weapon, and it makes it sort of mimic, at least by sound at least. You're still firing one round of ammunition per pull of the trigger. This is just using the recoil and the inertia from the recoil to bounce your finger quicker on the trigger. Now, in the wake of the shooting, Republicans and Democrats alike called for restrictions on the device. The NRA suggested that the ATF find a way to issue a new regulation prohibiting the device. But now House aides are saying the ATF indicated at a lawmaker briefing last week that it's not ready to regulate bump stocks and promoted the idea of bump stock legislation. So that means it has to pass both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. It means it has to pass both sides of the legislative priority. How likely do you think that really is? Now, I may be wrong about that, okay? I'm just looking at these guys, and seeing as how they can't get anything done, I just have problems with this. The House aide told the Washington Examiner the ATF is pushing for a legislative approach rather than going through an administrative process. That's because there's no administrative process for them to go through. They've already done it. They've already examined it. They've already exhausted it. Three times they've re-examined it over and over again. And three times it was found out this is not turning it into an automatic weapon. The read from this is going to be sort of murky, but another House aide agreed the ATF's presentation made it clear that the agency is unlikely to push for a new regulation. He said the feeling at the agency is that current law is clear enough and that it would be difficult to impose a new regulation limiting access to bump stocks in a way that it is consistent with U.S. law, especially since bump stocks are a convenience if you're going to bump stock fire. Bump stocks are something you can shoulder. If you're really good with a semi-automatic rifle, you can bring it up, but it's not really resting on your shoulder because you're pulling out with your support hand. And you're going to be stiffening up your trigger hand, and you're going to try to leave your trigger finger in one spot and be constantly pulling out, and you're going to be bumping. And that is not a very comfortable thing to do. The bump stock makes it convenient. But you can bump fire, holding it hip high all day long if you want to, without any of that stuff. The ATF told the Washington Examiner that it doesn't comment on potential internal deliberations, but the read from congressional aides, that's sort of important because it appears to raise major questions about what lawmakers will do about bump stocks, if anything, if they're unable or if the ATF is unwilling or unable to issue a new rule. Now, Paul Ryan was much more open to a regulation Probably because he doesn't have the votes to try to push the, you know, move those chains at the field. He said last week, we think the regulatory fix is the smartest, quickest fix. He added, what happened on the regulatory side, it makes sense that this is a regulation that probably should have that shouldn't have happened in the first place. Based upon what, sir? Based upon what? By letter of the law, it is exactly what they had to do. Maybe you should consider going in and changing the NFA? Huh? Yeah? Several Republican senators wrote the ATF on October the 6th to ask that it review the status of the bump stocks, which they have done. The NRA has also said it prefers a regulatory review of the ATF, but didn't respond with a comment when asked about the ATF's position day before yesterday. Chris Cox said this month that it's illegal to convert a semi-automatic to fully automatic. It was then, it is now. These things don't do it. The ATF needs to do their job, review these, and if there is a need for further regulation, then we will work with further regulation. Not your job, Chris. You need to shut up and go back and worry about national reciprocity. This may be setting up a couple of things, though. This may be the gambit where the NRA says, you know what, we will back a ban on bump stocks as soon as you give us national reciprocity. As soon as it passes you, as soon as it passes the Senate, and gets signed by President Donald Trump, we will sign off on that. We will back that with you, and you can have that. We want national reciprocity. The question becomes, how do you feel about that? Because I don't think they should be banned, but, and that's the big but, isn't it? I really want national reciprocity. I really want there to be no Carol Bounds in the United States. So that becomes the question. What are we willing to give up to get that? Should we have to give up anything to get that? Because my first question, first blush, is no. We should not. But I tell you what, we're going to see. We're going to see pretty soon. Because this is going to, something's going to happen. We'll see what happens. Very likely it's not going to be anything without some sort of a deal, though. With no deal, there's no movement, I don't think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. What do you do when your gun ban group becomes so persistent in pushing restrictive laws for law-abiding gun owners that more and more people begin to realize what rear you really stand on gun ownership? For the Gabrielle Giffords group, the so-called Americans for Responsible Solutions, the answer is to change your name to further hide your goal. Nothing new here. I've seen this before. Handgun Control Incorporated is now called the Brady Campaign. Not a new thing. Now, on Tuesday, the gun control group's name was officially changed to Giffords. And we were told by Gabrielle Giffords' husband, Mark Kelly, the guy who wanted to be the straw purchaser. It's about the courage of single individuals, but also the courage of members of Congress and state legislators to stand up to the gun lobby and focus on like this like they never have before. Now, if the goal is to put the focus on the former congresswoman, what might Kelly and the other leaders of the group be trying to draw our attention away from? And that's pretty easy. It's the continual slide towards support of more and more restrictive gun laws that would be only affecting me and you, the law-abiding, leaving the criminals to ply their trade unfettered by us as armed citizens. If you look at their organization, at their website, you'll see that there are a few anti-gun proposals that the group doesn't embrace. On their list of main issues, they state they oppose guns in public places. That's another way to say it's against concealed carry for law-abiding Americans, including vehemently opposing concealed carry reciprocity legislation currently under consideration in Congress. Wow, I've got a plane really low over the house right now. Last time I heard something like that was at Fort Campbell, and I was standing on the airfield. Anyway, they also target gun owners by trying to pretend criminal violence is a public health epidemic like polio or smallpox. They want to ban semi-automatic firearms used by millions of us for self-defense, and they want to limit the number of rounds in a magazine, despite the fact that criminals would ignore that law. And Kelly even tried to capitalize on the tragic Las Vegas shooting by spouting a lie that Hillary Clinton also used to try to halt movement on the Hearing Protection Act in Congress. Imagine how much worse last night's shooting could have been if the gunman had a silencer. And, of course, their favorite. They got to have universal background checks, because if they get that, then we have a gun registry, folks. Sign up, bring all your guns. We got to make sure we know what you got. We'll tell you when it's okay to sell them. We'll know that you've sold them. We got to keep tabs on this. We're told, or they've told, you know. Once again, that would be something that would only affect me and you. Criminals aren't going to be there. There was a study that just came out. This, you know, I think I've got this in here. Those kind of laws have been very ineffective in the three states where they've been tried. So you have to wonder, are they sitting out there saying, we support the Second Amendment, but, because it makes you wonder which part of infringed they don't quite get. There's only so many takes you can have on that. Sorry. Sorry. Only so many takes you can have on that. Now, like I said, Gabrielle Giffords' organization is not the first one to change their name to hide their true agenda. Pete Shields at Handgun Control, he laid out the agenda for that. And when it became evident that, you know, during the 80s when Florida started the shall issue phenomena, well, it became evident that people were going to carry handguns. And so they had to, reading the tea leaves, they had to change it from Handgun Control into the Brady Campaign. Now, all that did was change their name on their, you know, on their letterhead. It didn't change their anti-gun policies. But no matter what the Giffords group calls itself, it will continue to push for supposed solutions to violent crime that would do nothing to curb crime while they come after your rights. And whether they're called Americans for Responsible Solutions or simply Giffords, they're an enemy of freedom, and they will continue to be. Now, the millennials, who I have, I'm not going to lie to you, I have problems with some millennials. Some millennials don't have a clue, but there's some millennials that, well, they're not behaving the way the left thinks they should. Millennial, that's the term used to describe those born between 1980 and 2000. They poll more progressive on party affiliation and on issues like same-sex marriage and recreational drug use and even socialism. They vote very heavily for Democrat presidential candidates, more so than Republicans. But despite being incubated in left-leaning universities, generation-wise politics are proving to be unpredictable. And they're becoming very friendly towards firearm freedom, much more so than expected. Pew Research Center's polling found both Generation Y and the under 30 different classifications of essentially the same demographic shows a years-long rise in support for firearm ownership and a steady decline in opposition. 2015 Gallup poll indicated only half of America's under 35 population supported more gun control. According to one Gallup poll, two-thirds of millennials believe guns make them safer. How's that working? This is in a world where apparently some of these young people who own guns despise the NRA, which to me is not that big of a deal. Okay? The NRA has 5 million members. There's 140 million gun owners in the United States. Suffice to say, while the NRA has the biggest membership of any gun rights organization in the United States and is the oldest civil rights organization in the United States, there's some people that just don't see that them to be important enough to be a member. What is this guy's name? Ben Wofford. He said, maybe they're confused. He said, even in a world where they seem to despise the NRA, they seem to be buying into one of the group's narratives. The only way to protect yourself from bad guys is to empower good guys with yet more guns. Now, of note, the 19% approval question showed a full 43% of respondents lacked sufficient information to answer. Hardly grounds to suggest that the millennials despise the NRA. Now, Wofford reports that many of these students are open-minded or even libertarian-leaning on the subject. If someone isn't violating my rights, why do I care? Said one interviewee. Interesting, because I wonder about these college students nowadays who have taken on so much in student loan debt. If at the end of their college career, when they're getting ready to graduate and come out into this big, ugly world, does it finally begin to gel for them? That everything is not as it seems. That everything is not as they were told. That maybe they wasted their time, or they certainly put themselves in a very precarious position by going to this university or getting this education. I think the answer may be a little more simple than this. So I think younger generations who we want to have smartphones and all this other stuff, lots of podcasts out there about gun rights, lots and lots and lots. Many of them grew up in homes with guns, and they've been exposed to hunting, and their participation in high school shooting sports is soaring. And they came of age at the same time as the concealed carry movement. So thanks to 30 years of winning gun rights battles from the 1980s to today, concealed carry laws, applications, and licensees are skyrocketing. Welcome to my world, children. But you're not children, are you? You're going to be your tomorrow's leaders. Embrace that taste of freedom, of that taste of independence. Welcome to the fold. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Andy, does my chair creaking come across? Good, thank goodness. It's so silent in here without the fan, but I'm glad I'm not using the fan anymore. Anyway, editors of the Weekly Standard, first of all, I hate the Weekly Standard with all of my black little heart. I really do. Bill Kristol, you punk. You presumptuous punk. But like even any broken clocks, everything's going to be right twice a day at least, right? And this week they threw down the gauntlet and have challenged the gun prohibition movement to a discussion on guns that nobody has stepped up to accept, which, listen, Kristol is the one that lures them into, you know, they're always saying, well, of course, these are the people we would support. We could work with Bill Kristol, who's never held office. The Weekly Standard double dog dared. If progressives insist on engaging in the joyless ritual of arguing about guns, after every inscrutable act of mass murder, we would prefer that they drop the pretense and advocate the repeal of the Second Amendment and the confiscation of our guns. This is the hurdle that they will not attempt to cross, because to publicly admit their ultimate goal to erase the Second Amendment would be tantamount to voluntarily drinking battery acid on live television. Now, don't get me wrong, I've been calling for this for the last 2 or 3 weeks, so the fact that they finally got it right in their own heads, too, I don't know if they heard me, I doubt it. Because if they've heard me before, they also know that I hate them all. But that's strong language, isn't it? I don't like the Never Trumpers at all. I don't understand them. How do you look at somebody and say, hey, we won, but I don't like it? How do you come up with that particular answer? Now, if, you know, They put out a piece that included some realities that gun prohibition lobbying groups, like Every Town for Gun Safety, groups that substitute two moderate words, safety and responsibility, for control, carefully ignore. In their article, they said, the case for increased gun regulation isn't helped either by the fact that what laws have been passed and rigorously enforced all over the nation have had little or no measurable result. A comprehensive study published in 2013 by the Institute of Medicine and the National Research Council could find no clear correlation between the implementation of gun control laws and reductions in gun-related violence. That study was done during the Obama administration, which apparently expected a much different result, and it was quickly swept under the Oval Office rug. This also dovetailed into the same study done by the CDC, where they said as many as 3 million defensive gun uses per year probably occur. Several days ago, Seattle's KVI AM early morning drive time host John Carlson wondered in Crosscut whether a rational discussion about guns could ever take place. And the answer is painfully obvious. No. Not until the anti-gunners openly acknowledge their true goal. And here's the dilemma. Here's the dilemma that they face. What makes the gun debate so unbearably stale isn't any disagreement over the interpretation of data, nor is it a dispute over the values of firearms in free society. If only it were about those questions. What makes the debate so stale is the disingenuousness of those who claim to want sensible and reasonable gun regulations, but who in fact want an outright ban. Who's seen that Western movie, Shane? The classic 1953 Western, actress Jean Arthur told Alan Ladd's title character that we'd all be better off if there were no guns left in the valley, including yours. Now, almost from the opening scene, the audience realized that Shane was a gunfighter trying to get away from his past. Circumstances in the form of a land-hungry rancher and his psychotic hired killer, played really well by Jack Palance, would not allow that. So in the end, it was Shane and his lightning-fast six-gun, rather than pioneer perseverance, that allowed Arthur and her family to live in peace by eliminating the threat that was against them. And Shane had a reminder, this is coming from Hollywood now, the 1950s Hollywood, but Hollywood nonetheless, a gun is a tool no better or worse than any other tool. It is only as good or bad as the man using it. That is just as true today as it was in that movie. And what was explained there is something the anti-gunners seem incapable of acknowledging, and the Weekly Standard editors obviously know this. So right now, all we're getting from Everytown and the gun-hating allies, who would rather use their bulging bank accounts to bully and browbeat gun owners rather than sit down for a discussion about doing away with a constitutionally delineated fundamental right that almost certainly would not have the outcome they desire, is to be quiet. They don't want to admit to what they really want. That's a problem. So for those that want to have a reasonable conversation, haven't we had a bunch of those? Is there anything worse about this shooting than the, say, Virginia Tech shooting? Or the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting? Or Aurora? Or Columbine? Or Sandy Hook? Or the Clock Tower? Is there anything about this one that is any worse about the others that you simply won't come out and say, you know, why won't you come out and just tell us what you really want? Because, and I'll tell you why they don't, because if they were to do it, what they want to do incrementally is for us to wake up the same way we woke up one day and said, how did this regulatory regime get in place? How much does this cost? Really? They want all these things to creep up on us one day, and then, you know, hopefully in the meantime, you guys are busy watching the Cardassians and tailgating and thinking about college football and all these other things, but they want it to be a surprise to us one day. So to get out there and say, well, we want to disarm you. We want to take everything away, turn them all in, which Dianne Feinstein said that before. If they were to say that, that would be big news. Some of these guys are out there saying it right now, this whole assault weapon ban nonsense. There's no such thing as an assault weapon. No such thing as an assault weapon. There are no weapons that are designed to assault. Now, there are weapons designed to be used in a military assault. And these have a fully functioning selector switch, semi-auto, fully auto. It's not about that the weapon was designed to do this per se. They're designed to be used in the act. Okay? And for those of us that have ever practiced with this and trained with this, we didn't go fully automatic. We didn't want to go fully automatic. So we didn't. This notion of, you know, they built this up over time, over 30 years of designing a term for you to come up with this. They want you to see in your mind's eye when they say assault weapon. They want you to see the super predators that Hillary Clinton, you know, described running up on you, coming up on you in a combat formation, in a V-shaped wedge, if you will, to your house to kill you for no other reason than your home. That's what that's designed, and that's the thought that that's designed to elicit from you. Of course, never happens that way. There are those out there right now that are trying to point out now in Chicago that rifles are being introduced in some of the gangland fights that are there. My question is, it's really crazy that it's taken this long to get to that point, but with the Ferguson effect on policing, where some of these some of these municipalities are just not going into certain areas, these gangs become firmly entrenched in there, and that's where they don't have to worry about hiding what they're carrying. They can set up little camps, if you will. Go out on little missions. It's going to become like all the supposedly they don't exist, but my understanding is in Sweden there's a whole bunch of no-go zones where the cops won't go. And that's what it's going to become like. It's going to become like New York and Escape from New York, or L.A. and Escape from L.A. They don't go there. All they do is try to contain it. And that's the fun. That's the funnest part for me. The idea that you can contain crime just doesn't work that way. If you want to stop crime, you have to go fight it. But you containing it is sort of a pipe dream. When we get back, we're going to look at the states that have had these universal background checks and how it has failed. That's coming up third hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.